Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, back here on Sports Talk, Bobby, Mike, and Christian. We welcome in now Blake Ruffino, founder, CEO of Are You Serious Sports Network. Blake, how are you?
Doing good, guys. How are we doing today?
Good. So what are the top storylines for LSU in fall camp so far?
Oh, man, where do I start? I think, guys, for me, obviously it's the quarterback position. I think we're starting to see a little bit into fruition of who the two young men are. And look, at the current moment, it's been Jaden Daniels and Garrett Nussmeier. Both guys are running with the ones, first snaps, and back-to-back practices that we've been able to go to. Multiple times they've called for first team, and it's been Jaden Daniels. So I don't know, you know, really how much to read into that. But I don't think that they're really trying to hide anything, because, guys, Thursday we'll be at the scrimmage, and, I mean, we'll learn a lot there too. But I don't think that Brian Kelly's hiding anything. I think that that's the biggest storyline. But I think for me is Jacob Flint, the strength and conditioning coach. Anthony Bradford came in 35 pounds lighter, starting at right tackle for right now. He looks really good and dominant. Those are the two big headlines for me so far.
Okay, last week I asked you about it, and I got my answer. Dellinger at center.
Yes, sir.
And so it was funny, Blake, and why I say that is when we had Brian on, he led me all the way to the end about Dellinger at center. And then, well, we're going to look at him at a couple different positions. But he talked a lot about him playing center. Talked a lot about it. And Martinez playing the tackle position. So I think he was telling me the truth, to be honest with you. I think he was telling me. But he didn't quite say it's in stone. And now we see it.
Mike, and I thought that Garrett Dellinger has done a pretty decent job. You know, just me playing that position, I thought that he got some right protection calls down, and I think that that's the biggest thing. Mike, you and I both know this. You can help and work and teach a snapper. You do that 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 times. I know it sounds like a lot, but you snap the ball 100, 200 times in a day, you'll get up there.
Yep.
Mike, he's making the right protection calls. I think that that's the biggest thing for me that I've seen. And him and Marlon Martinez are battling it out. Now, I will say that, you know, Charles Sumner does look a little bit bigger than the spring.
I hope so.
I mean, I know he might be 280, but, Mike, you can tell by his lower half that he's gaining muscle, if that makes sense. I mean, he's on the all-calves team. You know, he's got calves. But, you know, I don't even know what to describe it as.
But Blake.
But Dellinger, yep.
Bottom line is, we wish we had what Turner has. He can't keep weight on. I had that ability to put it on and then lose it as fast as Charles Turner does. Man, because he's been like that. He was like that for a couple years with Orgeron. And then, you know, all of a sudden, he gets to 280. Now he's back down to 268. And, you know, and so, he's just never going to be a big guy. He's never going to be a huge guy.
You know, Mike, I would ask you guys this, and I think it opens the discussion. Do you look at maybe moving him? You know, and I don't know what you move him as. I mean, do you give him an 81 jersey and just say, hey, go block on the end line?
Hey, I would think of that as a blocking tight end. Now, I don't know how well he can catch the ball, but as a blocking tight end, listen, they did it under Les. They did that movement before. Take a lineman and put him at tight end.
Well, I mean, if that's going to continue to be his problem, Mikey, I mean, he is doing some good things. I will tell you.
Yeah, he's a good blocker. I'll say that.
Right. I mean, Jacoby and Guillory tried to hit him on a bull rush the other day. And, I mean, look, he's not a small man to slow down either.
No.
But, Mike, at the end of the day, I think that they want Garrett Dellinger there.
I agree. That's what I was alluding to last week because, again, I don't think he was lying about it. I think he sort of led me down the path that he wanted Garrett to be the center. And he talked so much about Bradford, but he didn't say so much about him being an inside player. He talked about him playing on the wing as a tackle.
Well, and you know, we talked to Coach Kelly, what was it, last Thursday or Friday? I forget the day. You know, these training days just they pile on one another. But he talked about, Mike, that they could rotate Bradford and Miles Frazier in and out, inside or outside, and that's something that they would cross train because Miles Frazier is just such a long-bodied guy. I mean, you know that he's got fat on him, but, Mike, he looks like a prototypical, like something you would see, you know, when we go to a Saints game. Maybe he's not as thick as a Ryan Ramczyk, but, man, does he have the same length. I mean, and the same kind of body frame, and he's put on some muscle. You know, Mike, for me, it is Anthony Bradford at right tackle. I think because, Mike, we've seen this for 3 or 4 years with this young man. He can't lose weight. We go out there, and I'm like, okay, so you did lose 35 pounds. And so he's impressive. But I will tell you, one thing I didn't mention, Mike, I don't know how they're going to keep Harold Perkins off the field, even if it's just special teams.
Well, Bobby,
I have no idea.
Bobby was asking about that yesterday. He said, how long will it take? I said, not long.
It doesn't matter if he's a freshman. It's all about production because, I mean, you look at a senior like Baskerville, but I think you kind of know what you have in him. Then you look at a transfer from Clemson, Mike Jones Jr., you look at Greg Penn. Where I'm saying, well, once he knows what he's doing, how can you keep Harold Perkins out of there?
Well, I just remember one play that I saw. The offense was trying to get momentum. They're trying to move the ball down the field. He's playing scout team, and they call a coverage, obviously, to go against what they're calling so the ball continues to move down in these team periods. Guys, he legitimately was on the far left hash and ran all the way across field to break up a hitch route that Kayshon Boutte ran.
I'm telling you,
it was when I looked at Mike Scarborough and I said, I'm gone. See y'all. I already saw what I need to see from him. I'm done. I don't. And then they're putting him on the edge. They're giving him just giving him different looks. And I tell you, if he puts it all together, that young man is going to be something special.
Now, Blake, how about the running back? Is it by committee or do you see a workhorse? How would you compare right now where they're at, like John Emery Jr. or Noah Kean? Elaborate on that.
I think that we are seeing Frank Wilson's back in town. Everybody's rotating at a very high level. Noah Kean, John Emery, Noah Kean, then here comes Josh Williams, then here comes Amari Goodwin on a third down package. They're rotating. I think that for me, Thursday is going to play a big role in this to see the scrimmage. How do they utilize in the running back rotation? I will say, though, every time that I have been out there, it has been Noah Kean starting off with John coming in on some more passing down type of situations when they're trying to spread the ball out. But if they go 11, 12 personnel, which we've seen them do, it's been Noah Kean. And so I think that they're going to spell him like that, but at least that's what we've seen so far.
Who would, if you're playing the game today, and they're going to be three wide receiver set, and we know Boutte is going to be one of them, who would you say or predict would be the other two receivers? It would be Jarae or Malik or another two combination?
You know, Mike, this is the way that I put it, and you guys know more about the Saints and covering them more than I ever will. Y'all forgot more about the Sean Payton era than I will ever know. But you know how when Sean would rotate in guys, he would call out a certain package and a different package of players would come out? I really might think it's going to be exactly like that. They're calling out different packages, different personnel's coming in. You know, I know Jack Bench has got the shin splints, but from what I put together and from what I'm seeing, there's a package where they're putting him in the slot. So, Mike, the only one that we kind of know for sure is obviously Kayshon, but they've been rotating in these different packages and plays. So to give you the three that I can't give you the three. The only one that I would feel comfortable about and saying that he might just for sure have a spot would be Malik Nabers, because he is really turning heads. And when we talked to Brian Kelly after the press conference, somebody said something about Malik Nabers looked good, and he stopped, he turns around, and he says, boy, is that kid explosive.
Whoa.
Unsolicited. So
that tells you who's two.
That tells you who's two. So yeah. It would be those two for me.
Now, Blake, what is your take on this? And do you think the Tiger fan base could be patient enough? You know, look at the 21st century has been really kind to LSU, considering how relevant. You look at the last time LSU didn't appear on the preseason coaches poll, and that's so over two decades, what was former head coach Nick Saban's first year. And they finished 8-4. And you'd say 8-4, that's a pretty quick turnaround considering after going 3-8. I remember when they fired head coach Jerry DiNardo the year before. So are you kind of expecting Coach Kelly kind of 8-4 type team, what Saban was able to put forward?
Yeah, I will say I think that Brian Kelly does have more talent than what Saban did in that season. But if you told me 8-4, 9-3, and sign on the dotted line right now, I don't know about you guys, but I'd take it.
I would take it.
Just because, because here's the thing. I know that they have the talent, but you have five new offensive linemen that are going to be starting. You have two new running backs that didn't see action in the SEC last year. Kayshon Boutte's really and truthfully outside of Jeray Jenkins, and we talked about this last week, but outside of Jeray Jenkins, Kayshon's really the only one with real true in-game experience. I know Malik had some and Jack had some, but I mean, when it's third down and four and you're in Tuscaloosa and Joe throws an off-balance pass and Klein has to catch it with his fingertips, do we have a guy with that experience to know with the connection of the quarterback where the ball is going to be placed? I still got to see more for the offense. I think for me, Thursday's humongous with this scrimmage. I just want to see how this offensive line moves up. Now, we did a film study, and that offensive line did in the second half, and in total ran for over 200 yards rushing in the spring game. And I get it's a spring game, but I really want to see how this offensive line gels. And if they do what I think that they might do, I think I can say 8-4, 9-3, and be pretty confident.
Blake, we sort of know that there's a lot of shuffling going on at corner and still nothing really defined there. But for the fans, sort of give them some insights at the safety position and at nickel, because that nickel guy, man, I remember Ed telling me this last year, our nickel's playing 87% of the time. I mean, he's beyond three-quarters of a starter. So kind of go through things with the safety position, which seems to be a little bit more definitive than what we're seeing at corner.
Yeah, it's been Jay Ward and Joe Fouché, the Arkansas transfer, every day. Major Burns has kind of started to make a little, turn some heads. But for 1,000%, it has been Joe Fouché and Jay Ward. And the way that they're doing these zone coverages, the way that you can tell that they're trying to run it, it's not, they're just playing their zone. They're going to play, what seems to me is maybe more of I don't want to say a softer zone, but there wasn't a lot of man coverage out there. And those two guys are playing the role. But I'll tell you, Mike, guys, I'll take you to a steak dinner if I'm wrong on this. I think Seven Banks is going to be the biggest surprise to his LSU fan base week one.
Now, I hope he stays healthy. I hope he stays healthy.
Me too. But Mikey looks good, man. When we went out there, he was the first person that I got to see, like, eyeball to eyeball. you wouldn't know that he had hip surgery. He wouldn't come off the field. They tried to spell him out. He was saying he ain't coming out, and I kind of like that dog in him a little bit. You know, he told us about a month ago he's got a lot that he wants to prove, and so just in drills, just on on the field, I'll stand on that hill. I think Seven Banks might be a bigger surprise than what people think right now.
Have you seen Dibert kick yet?
No, I haven't. No, that's the one thing, Mike, that I haven't seen. The only person that I've seen kick has been Jay Bramblett, the punter from Notre Dame. But no, I haven't seen it. I did see a kickoff, but Mike, he was lollygagging, and it was more about a form technique and kind of going through the motions. Well, and I'll say this, he kicked it 52 yards, so, and he kind of looked like he was half, you know, wasn't it? But no, I haven't.
Blake Ruffino, founder, CEO of the Are You Serious Sports Network. Blake, thank you, man.
Thank you, Blake.
Thanks, guys. We'll see y'all soon.
Thanks, Blake.
All right, we'll step away and come back. James in New Orleans, you're next on Sports Talk on WWL.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.